Father Bob, the Larrikin Priest, written by Sue Williams and read by Francis Greenslade. As he makes his way up the aisle, the thousand-strong, packed congregation rise as one to their feet. They turn and look behind the piper to see a short, bespectacled, snowy-haired man in flowing white and green vestments hurrying to the front of the church. Immediately, the applause starts and doesn't stop until he takes his place behind the pulpit and adjusts the microphone. Already, there's barely a dry eye in the house. For this is Father Bob Maguire, battler, army veteran, and for the last 38 years, the priest of this proud parish. During that time, he's been the founder of both national and local charities to help the poor, a champion of efforts to democratise Catholicism in Australia, an outspoken campaigner for the rights of perhaps the most downtrodden of all in society, a one-man comedy turn, and, along the way, a much-admired TV and radio personality. He's received nationwide recognition for his work, too. As well as being the 2012 Victorian of the Year, he's also a member of the Order of Australia, a local hero as part of the Australian of the Year Awards, and a long-time Australia Day ambassador, in addition to winning an Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award for social and community enterprises. On the flip side, he's a man who also manages to outrage people. Some of the more traditional members of the church have been appalled by his approach from time to time. He's been criticised by people as diverse as the Archbishop of Melbourne and one of the city's most influential shock jocks, and he once scandalised one of his old school teachers with his utterances from the pulpit. "I'm embarrassed by him now," says the elderly Christian brother, shaking his head. To others, however, he's seen as a 21st century saviour of the church, a man as saintly as he is entertaining, sitting on the limit of 5,000 Facebook friends, with an astonishing 86,000-plus followers for his Twitter feed, regular radio and TV appearances, and his own Sunday night radio show on Triple J with media personality John Safran. "He always puts others first," says a longtime friend and follower from his parish of South Melbourne. Despite the fact that he gets to meet and greet and be a confidant of leading business, political, sporting and community people, his preference is to be mixing with the outsiders, the lost sheep. Because, as he tells us, that's where we'll find God.